There are new concerns about conditions aboard another U.S. Navy warship. John Carl and what he's learned now.
Tonight, growing questions about whether the U.S. Navy is now stretched too thin after new reports of grim living conditions aboard a second massive ship. Some 300 sailors on the destroyer, the USS Benfold, deployed in the South China Sea, went 4 days with limited drinking water and no working toilets or air conditioning after the ship suffered a complete loss of power. After 4 days adrift, the Benfold was towed to the Philippines. A Navy spokesman cites problems with its generators, adding there were no injuries to the crew, who demonstrated resilience, grit, professionalism, and unwavering steadiness. The Benfold was part of the carrier strike group heading to the Middle East to relieve the USS Lincoln, whose crew has been at sea for more than 260 days as part of the war on Iran. Amid deteriorating conditions on the Lincoln, some sailors' families told the Military Times that at least two sailors tried to jump overboard. A U.S. official told ABC News that a sailor did go into the water and was rescued. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who in a highly unusual move for a defense secretary, was campaigning for Republicans in Iowa this week, has denied there's a problem.
We make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment.
And David, the power failure aboard the USS Benfold happened more than 3 weeks ago. It's unclear why the Pentagon waited so long to disclose it.